Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Foodomania. And this is Chef Eduardo. Thanks for being here tonight. It's our nighttime show. I think we have Rhonda E. on the line. Rhonda E., you here?
Hey, Eduardo, how you doing?
I'm good, Rhonda E. How are you?
I just got some bad news. I'm sorry. I know this is supposed to be like keep everybody uplifted, and I got some bad news from a friend of mine. Their aunt died of COVID tonight. And so, yeah, pretty sad about that. The friend that I have there and her husband both contracted COVID-19 and she died as of today. And he's still in the hospital. So yeah, very sad, you know. Yeah, it's hard because I think so many people are taking it serious and then there are just some people that just don't get it, you know, they don't get it.
Well, they'll have to eventually, you know, we can't change everybody all the time. We can only just change the people that are willing to listen and be part of being safe. You know, there are some people that are just not going to get it. And there's nothing that, you know, anybody really can do about people who are refusing to listen to the important stuff that needs to be heard right now. And that's so true in life, you know. And it's not, I mean, we can have a personal mission of trying to inform everybody we can, and that's all we can actually do, you know. And I guess I'm so sorry about your loss, but when it hits home that close, you know, I just found out also that a very good friend of mine was diagnosed positive with it as well. So, and I got that news about 45 minutes ago, so I'm just kind of digesting it. Unfortunately, he's in a very high-risk category, and, you know, so, again, you know, we think we're immune. We think we're going to be safe, and even if we're taking incredible steps, we're not. And so I really, you know, I feel for the families and the people that are going through this because it is nothing that any of us ever expected or wanted. Or deserve, as a matter of fact. I'm
just hard
to hear that.
Well, and I'm sad to hear about yours too. It was hard for me just because today was, you know, the passing of my own family as of, you know, come up to 5 years. But, you know, God's been good to me. I mean, I can't complain. I mean, I definitely have had a hard time, but I also have a strong faith and belief system. But in that being said, just to hear that news, like, wow, a husband and wife, you know, and one dies and the other one's still going through it. Now your friend, there's so many. It's just like, I passed by our community today. First of all, let me say there's so many great things happening. We have so many restaurants and community people that are doing great things. They're just, you know, trying to help, you know, not only educate people, but they're also trying to help to reach out in something that's, you know, devastated a lot of people. Yeah. But in that being said, it's like, you know, I mean, I looked around today when I was coming back from the cemetery and we had cops pulling people over the tulip fields. The grocery stores were just piled with people. And they're saying the grocery store is the highest, you know, most
dangerous place to go
right now.
Well, people need their supplies. You know, they're not going there. Most of the people that are going to the grocery stores are not just going there for a pleasure trip. They're going there to stock up because things are not getting better. Let's be realistic about it. Maybe the things are flattening a little bit.
And I want to say to that, I get that. I understand that we have to get supplies. But can we just do one thing, guys? Please, seriously. I know you're all very smart. You're all educated. You're watching the same media we're watching. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you wear gloves. Make sure you wear your mask. And if you're 65 and older, you know, go in the morning where they have it set aside, whatever, to make it more easier for you, especially if you have health issues. For all you people out there who think it's not serious, it really is serious, because you need to understand that you are in an unknown zone. You have no clue of what's happening. You do not have any warning whatsoever. So, and that being said, because you can't see it, you don't know it, that tells me even more that you need to be conscientious and caring and loving to make sure that you are taking all measures to make sure not only are you safe, but the person in front of you, beside you, behind you is.
Well said. Well, you know, my feeling about it, what you're saying is very true. And we spend a whole bunch of time on every broadcast. We're limited to 30 minutes telling people the same thing over and over again. And frankly, I want to continue to do that, but I also don't want to use up all our time to, you know, where we can give some other different kinds of information and get some opinions to telling people the same thing. And the same thing, like you're saying, is really true. It's up to friends of other friends to pass this information on a daily basis, on a minute-by-minute basis. It's time for parents of younger children to really sit down with their kids and say, get the heck off the iPad for 10 minutes and we have to have a talk. It's all that stuff combined. You know, this is a part of, like, school every day. The school is shut down, but we have to use the time to teach people, just like what you're saying, because it hits home. It hits around us all the time. And you know what? This isn't a funny situation, as we really know. You know, I'm refraining from using this time to go over statistics and facts because there's enough of that all the time. But when it comes to some, you know, a co-host of mine losing somebody today and me finding out that somebody that I care about very much, who I haven't seen in many years, and sadly just reconnected with him in the last several months, to be able to all of a sudden hear that somebody you really care about, or even we care about everybody that gets that is, you know, it's overwhelming. And like I said, I'm sorry for the news that you got today. I'm sorry for the loss that you experienced 5 years ago and today. And it's not a great day to hear any kind of news like that. But, you know, this is what we have to get used to.
Stroud, the difference between the tragedy of my family and in the last 5 years, I had no warning. They had no warning. Nobody would have known it was going to happen. This is totally different. Everybody has a warning sign. They've all been educated. They've all been given the safety measures to take. Everybody's been enlightened as to what they need to do and what they need to do. When my family died, there was no warning. They died because there was no protection provided for them under the Bonnie Lake Bridge. But regardless of that, you guys all have warning. You've been told, the governor, the president, everybody's warning everybody from California on to Oregon, whatever you want to call it. So you have been warned, you have been asked, and you've been told. So now it becomes your responsibility to protect others and protect the rights of yourself and also protect the rights of other people and safeguard other people. My family did not get that. So there's a difference here. The warning is there. The education is there. The enlightenment is there. So just do it.
I hear you, and I hope people are adhering to that, you know.
Yeah,
anyway,
but let me say it again. Let me just say it again. Just do it.
I guess,
my God.
Why not? Go ahead. Say it.
Seriously, people are going to die if you don't. If you don't care about it, people will die. Do you want to live with being somebody who doesn't care about somebody dying? I don't want to. That's not on my heart. Do you want that on your heart? Because you have the family life and others' lives. So take it serious. You've been warned. Don't take it lightly. Don't be stupid with the information you have. Do it. Make a difference. Love people. Love yourself.
Okay, well, thank you for getting that, you know, getting that message out tonight. Anyway, how do you how do you go on and just continue to talk about things that are going on right now when you hear something like that? And but we do. We have to go on. We have to proceed as best as we can. So that means that the lesson for today is the same lesson that we've been learning every single day. It's just don't take any chances. Be smart. I know you might want to see a friend. Heard somebody today who is a nice person who's cooking up a bunch of food and offering people, saying, I made a big pot of such and such, and anybody that's hungry, let me know, and I'll get, and we'll figure it out. And I read the comments and the things, and I love the idea. I think it's a great idea, but do you serve who's making that stuff feel completely safe? Because I've seen that, as far as I can tell, you've been traveling all over the place the last couple of weeks, posting pictures, going here and going there, and hopefully being safe, but you have been exposing yourself to the outside world when people are saying, for the most part, unless it's essential, stay at home. And now you're cooking a bunch of food at home and offering it to give it to other people. I don't know. I think the thought of that is fantastic. I think it's a great thing. But honestly, I think you should stop doing that right now. I think unless you can absolutely confirm that in your trips and your outings that you've made at least a dozen or so in the last 5 or 6 days, which I'm envious of you, that you have not somehow come in contact in some way, shape, or form. And now you're offering food, you know, for free, which I think is an incredible thing. But please, I'm hoping you're taking all precautions when you're preparing that food. I hope that the people in your kitchen are taking precautions as well. And when you're packing it up and offering to deliver it to people, again, you're, I know you're not going to be seeing them. You might be leaving it at their mailbox or their front door. But please think really carefully. The thought that you're doing that is a beautiful thought. It's an incredible situation, but it's not a safe situation right now. Even restaurants now are starting to shut down and stop doing deliveries and pickups just because of that. Because they've had to – the restaurant that I used to work with, I found out today, has it's only the owner and the owner's partner, and that's it. All the other cooks, all the other people that have worked there that aren't in his site on a daily basis are no longer take out and to go situation. And they made that decision. They said, if we're going to do it, then we're going to have to do it ourselves because we know where we've been. We know what we've been doing. And I think it puts a lot of pressure on him because he's trying to keep his business alive. But at the same time, he's also thinking in the same terms that Rhonda he was just talking about. You know, we can talk to people all day long. We could see all the good offerings that people are doing. You know, we really can. Even your love box is a great offering. But are people using the sanitizer that's right there and making sure that they're washing their hands? And is the food that they're putting in the box been sprayed down as well? This is the saddest thing about this virus, Rhonda, is it takes a perfectly wonderful, loving thought of giving and fellowship and turns it into a matter of a risky situation that completely puts a black cloud over every good offering. And that's what's pissing me off more than anything right now.
Well, let me also say that, you know, I have a food box, and I go out every morning, every evening, I Clorox.
That's the one I was just talking about, by the way.
Yeah, I wipe it all down. And, like, today, there were,
wonderful.
Half of it was gone, and that's great. And put more stuff in, and I wiped it down. So being responsible for the fact that, you know, when people are coming to get it, you have to wipe it down. You have to, you know, you can't.
Well, I understand that, but are you taking precautions when you're wiping it down? Are you putting a mask on? Are you wearing gloves? Are you protecting yourself?
I'm wearing a mask, and I'm wearing gloves every time I wash it down. But in that being said, you know, I thank God that it's being, you know, opened up to people helping and putting stuff in there. But I saw people today. I had a mask on all day long. Even when I went up to the cemetery with my family, I had a mask on. And I was cleaning stuff off, and I watched people everywhere from the nursery to coming back to my community and stores, and there were some people wearing masks, some people were very precautious, and some people were just like, no big deal. It was like, wow. Some people were taking it so extreme, and then others were like, whatever. You know, they're walking out, no
well,
mask,
like I said,
no
you
blood,
know,
no anything.
You can only put the message out as best you can. There's every single gosh darn television station, whether it's Netflix or whatever the heck people are watching, has nothing but public service announcements, PSAs every 10 seconds, telling people exactly what we're talking about, and every radio station is saying it every 10 minutes, and every newspaper is saying it every 5 minutes. What else can you do?
I was actually at a stop sign today where a car pulled up right next beside me, and the woman was picking her nose refusively.
That's a wonderful thought. Thank you for giving me that picture for our show right now. If anybody out there is picking your nose, don't do it.
But I mean that by the fact that they're saying don't stick your finger up your nose, don't put your finger in your eye, whatever. And she's just going nuts, and I'm looking at her. I'm human. I'm a woman. I'm looking at her. I'm thinking, oh my God, what are you doing right now? Why are you doing that? I can't tell her that, but I see it, and I'm thinking it.
Well, like I said, you know, you're going to go out. You're going to see people gathering groups. I see three or four kids that don't look like brothers and sisters on any level walking 2 inches away from each other, laughing, walking down the street, laughing, telling stories. One person's on their phone. I saw somebody today on their phone. They handed it to somebody else, their phone. You hear what I'm saying? There's nothing that we can do about it other than what we're doing. And I don't want to get, you know, all of us and everybody totally stressed out to worry about every single person that's going to be screwing up. It's going to happen. It's going to happen no matter what. And, you know, I hope that people slow down and think about it, because if not, our lives are just as in danger as if we were doing it too. You know, I know pretty much everybody and everything I've come in contact with for the most part in certain parts of my life, but I've been making trips to the store early in the morning. I've been, you know, less than 6 feet away from people crossing them in the aisles. I've been in parking lots where somebody's walking by me with a shopping cart. I've seen people sniffling. I've seen people cough. I've seen a soda machine today. I was thinking about that. And a couple of different people waiting, some guys that were workers, obviously, and they were just waiting to get their soda out of the machine, one right after the other, touching the same machine, pressing the same buttons. You know what I'm saying? Putting the change in and reaching in and getting the change and their soda from the bottom. And I don't see anybody wiping that stuff off. I don't see any hand sanitizer there. You know, I actually did call the market and mention that, and they said they'll look into it. You know what I'm saying? It's every place right now. It's everywhere. And just like you said, the people that you know that unfortunately lost today. And a person I know who actually left New York about 7 weeks ago, in the end of January, before any of this was going on, and has been retired for 12 years and almost no contact whatsoever with anybody. But he went down to Florida, and sadly, because the governor – you know, did not institute anything until weeks after everybody else did. And so they had spring break people, and he's right around all these people. You know what I'm saying? Now it's been 5 weeks, and all of a sudden he's just got diagnosed today. This is what I'm saying. Okay. You know, it's scary. Mm-hmm. Now, are we going to spend our days from this point on doing what we're doing right now all the time, 24/7? I know I can't take doing that. Physically, emotionally, it's hard. We have to keep our senses to some degree to take care of ourselves. But I hear you. It's a mission. It's a mission. You know, you always see these hero movies where the hero runs into the burning building. You know, that's what we're doing, Rhonda, every day right now. Because I know you're dedicating a lot of your time.
But the reality is that regardless of what we're going through, what we know is, hey, guys, seriously, wake up. Wake up, smell the roses. We have beautiful days ahead of us. We have all the information in front of us. All we have to do is apply it. When we tell our kids, you can't go out into the street because a car might come, I want you to have your helmet on when you're on your bike. I don't want you to go past the stop sign when it says stop, because I don't want you to get hit by a car. We're educating each other. So we are educated by what we're hearing, whether you agree with it, whether you like it, whether it's comfortable, whether it's inconvenienced to you. It doesn't matter. What it comes down to is life. What it comes down to, caring for each other, doing the best we can, and being able to extend love on every end of the avenue, of every end of the street, all the way down to where we have to do it, to be able to show love, wisdom, and at the same time, good common sense to help each other out. We're all on the same boat. even if we have different circumstances, but we're all still on the same boat. So let's try to love, get ourselves, and wise up so that we can kill this thing and make this thing go away so we can all return to some normal part of our life.
Amen to that, for sure. For sure. Well, you know, in line with that, you know, in talking about that, there's a little bit of a flattening of the curve, but not really today. There was, in Washington State, there were 8 more losses, and another 125 or 127 people diagnosed positive. So it's not going away anytime soon, you know, it's just not. And, you know, sometimes when we do these shows, you know, you want to try to do a little fun stuff and entertainment. But I hear you. I know, you know, I hear the mood. I feel the mood. Once in a while, all our listeners out there, you're going to have to hear this kind of stuff. And it's not always going to be, you know, foodomania fun. It's going to be foodomania seriousness and real serious thoughts right now that everybody, upon resting your head on the pillow tonight, I very, very hope very much that you'll hear the words that Rhonda E. and myself are speaking to you about, like, just don't take it for granted, man. Don't. There's too much incredible stuff ahead. It's going to be hard. You know, when this thing settles down, it's going to be the hardest thing. It's almost like starting life all over again. Most of us probably will not have jobs to go back to. A lot of us will be probably in serious financial turmoil as far as the places we live. A lot of us will have exhausted friendships and relationships because of cabin fever. The rate of breakups right now is like over the top because people are arguing just about the same kind of things that Rhonda, you and I are talking about, you know, people in households who have totally different opinions of their mortality. You know, friendships are going to come together out of this, of course. There'll be some good things, but at the same time, it's not, even once this thing calms down a bit, it's still going to be a fight every single day to be safe and to keep going. We're just not going to, you know, go back to the same lackadaisical la-di-da-da life that we all loved and we all have, you know. So that's why it's important right now to not just take care of ourselves, but try to find, like you said, love in your spirit, prayer, and try to find some positive stuff on a daily basis that you can be part of. If it's working by yourself, if it's doing something you never did before, if it's painting, writing, cooking, speaking, talking is really good. This is another thing. You know, some people don't want to hear your talking, and then other people are totally open and would really just like to be there for you. But it has to be a balance. You have to be able to listen. If you want to talk, you're going to have to be able to listen. You're going to have to be able to have the patience. Sometimes you might be gritting your teeth, and sometimes you might be pressing your mute button because you might be saying things out loud that you don't want the other person to hear. But please open your hearts up and read the signs of somebody that might be in need that needs to express themselves, you know. That's another thing you can do, you know. And I hope, Rhonda E., you agree with me as when I'm saying that.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You know,
100%.
We all need somebody every now and then that we can lean on. And just because it's something you know and you care for.
Let me give you an illustration. Losing my own family in 5 years, I had somebody come up on a post. And I don't hold this against them at all. Just want to share their post. But with them wanting to share their post and their need to show, you know, a visual of their own loss, it would have made more sense for them to come up next to my post and say, I'm sorry for your loss, and recognize that for what it is, instead of trying to create their own. It was a loss for them too. But it would have made more sense to show love in regards to the personal loss of a family member instead of trying to create their own little level of loss.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm not taken away from the fact that they lost somebody they cared about. But, hello, if you could just try to come up beside somebody who really lost somebody that they invested in, that they loved their entire life, and say, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm praying for you. I'm so sorry. Whatever it may be, or I'm there for you. That may mean more and might speak volumes of love and care compare to your need to have to make yourself look like you had a loss comparable. Comes down to it, it is not. It is not.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, good. I mean, hear you. It's just, you know, there's no way to control most stuff in life, especially people reacting to something like that. So, you know, I hear what you're saying. But for every one person that doesn't really quite know how to express this, there's 20 that really do know how. So you just sort of, you don't give them a pass, or you give them a pass and sort of appreciate what they're doing. And at the same time, you know, try to get over how uncomfortable it feels sometimes. All right. Well, you know, we're trying more than anything right now to get through today, which has been a difficult day for us, that's for sure. And I'm sure for many other people, try to end on some kind of a positive note. Positive note is this. I got a little email today from somebody who took my advice about 3 or 4 weeks ago about taking a couple of their unused dresser drawers and using them as garden boxes. And they actually sent me a couple of pictures of the sprouts that are coming up, and told me that their children are just delighted. They're really excited about having their little farm in their living room. So thank you for taking that advice and doing it. Don't hesitate to send me more pictures and thoughts about that. And you can get in touch with myself or Rhonda E. by writing to Chef Stuarto, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O at hotmail.com. And please feel free to write us and tell us about what your progress is and some things that we can pass on to the people that are listening. And that's, with that said, Rhonda, would you like to make, you have 3 minutes left. Take part of that time and make your evening closing statement.
Okay. All right. So I just want to say to everybody, you know what? You are also wonderful. And you're also, you know, greatly and wonderfully made. And you all have value and you all have worth. So, in that being said, I am so proud of so many of you that have pitched in to make others know their value and their worth in this life. I take my hat off to you. But in that being said, can we all still just love and care and be educated? And can we also just take special abilities that we have and measures that we have to mask, glove, and protect? And your life means everything. And so does the life of everybody else with you. Everybody matters. You're all good. We all love you. Let's just do the best we can, okay? Let's not be nasty. Let's be good. Let's be the best we can be. And let us love each other with a love that is so incredible. Incredible.
Right.
Can we do that?
Thank you very much. Excuse me? Thank you very much.
I just
said,
can
thought,
we do
that? Go ahead. There's a 3 second delay. Say what you just said. I couldn't quite get it.
Just do your best. Let's love. Let's love.
All right. Sounds good. All right. We'll do that. We'll do our best and we'll absolutely love for sure. All right. And my closing statement is that I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 10 o'clock in the morning. And just with updates, I have some information about the stimulus checks that I got today, which can wait till the morning. And also some tips about unemployment and speeding up your reception of money. Why some of you haven't gotten your checks yet, even though you applied over 3 weeks ago and have gotten a letter of you know, confirm that you are going to get benefits, but still haven't seen it show up yet. And I'll give you a tip that I learned today about how to possibly walk through that system a little quicker. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. This is Chef Stuarto and Rhonda E. saying goodnight from Foodomania. And tomorrow's another day, actually another lifetime. See ya.